Matthew chapter 19. And it came to pass that when Joshua had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. And Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore Elohim hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement, and then to put her away? He saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her which is put away, commits adultery. His disciples say unto him, If the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, All men cannot receive the saying, save they to whom it was given. For there are some eunuchs which were born so from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Then were they brought unto him little children, and he should put his hands upon them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. And Joshua said, Permit little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands upon them, and departed thence. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why thou callest me good? There is none good but one, that is Elohim. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Joshua said, Thou shalt not do murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I done from my youth up, but what lack I yet? Joshua saith unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Joshua unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man can hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Joshua beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all, and followed thee. What shall we then have therefore? And Joshua said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his majesty, ye shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first.